It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee favorably report to the House the committee's report on a resolution recommending that the House of Representatives fine Mark Randall Meadows in contempt of Congress for refusal to comply with a subpoena duly issued by the Select Committee to investigate the January 6th attack on the United States Capitol.
The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol attack voted Monday to recommend holding former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows in criminal contempt of Congress for defying the panel's subpoena. The unanimous vote by the committee's 7 Democrats and 2 Republicans referred the matter to the full House, which is expected to vote on it as soon as today. Before they voted, the members of the committee, who've been doing most of their work behind closed doors, shared some new information gleaned from the more than 6,000 pages of documents that Mark Meadows had already handed over to the committee before he backed out of cooperating, claiming executive privilege. The evidence they presented indicated that Meadows was deeply involved in Trump's push to overturn President Biden's election victory. Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming read texts from Fox News hosts and Donald Trump Jr., all urging Meadows to get the then president to speak out against the mob violence.
Multiple Fox News hosts knew the president needed to act immediately. They texted Mr. Meadows, and he has turned over those texts. Quote, Mark, the president needs to tell people in the Capitol to go home. This is hurting all of us. He is destroying his legacy, Laura Ingram wrote. Please get him on TV, destroying everything you have accomplished, Brian Kilmeade texted. Quote, can he make a statement? Ask people to leave the Capitol, Sean Hannity urged. As the violence continued, one of the president's sons texted Mr. Meadows, quote, he's got to condemn this shit ASAP. The Capitol Police tweet is not enough, Donald Trump Jr. texted. Meadows responded, quote, I'm pushing it hard, I agree. Still, President Trump did not immediately act. Donald Trump Jr. texted again and again, urging action by the president. Quote, we need an Oval Office address. He has to lead now. It has gone too far and gotten out of hand, end quote. But hours passed without necessary action by the president.
Liz Cheney then saying, these text messages leave no doubt. The White House knew exactly what was happening here at the Capitol, and then suggested these messages served as evidence of Trump's, quote, supreme dereliction of duty. In a highly publicized phone call on Monday between Senator Joe Manchin, the most pivotal swing vote in the Senate, and President Biden, as Biden continues trying to get Manchin aboard with the rest of the party on this sweeping social safety net expansion known as the Build Back Better Act. But if you were hoping for resolution and a kumbaya moment, we're still going to have to wait. Manchin is raising serious concerns, as usual, now citing issues with the proposal's reliance on temporary programs.
What?
And renewing concerns over inflation.
Great.
More information coming to light about conditions at the Mayfield Consumer Products candle factory in Kentucky as bodies were removed from the wreckage. Survivors said supervisors threatened to fire them if they left their jobs early to try to avoid the tornado that later destroyed the plant. 8 people inside the factory were confirmed dead. One of them, Robert Daniel, was a deputy from nearby Graves County Jail who was supervising 7 inmates participating in a work release program. Reports say none of the 7 inmates were killed, though several were treated for minor injuries for helping to rescue some people trapped under the debris. One of the 7 used the chaos to simply walk away. He turned himself back into the police the following day. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is due back in court on Wednesday, where he'll reportedly change his not guilty plea to guilty for violating George Floyd's civil rights. Chauvin is already serving a 22-and-a-half-year sentence after being convicted of state murder and manslaughter. The federal civil rights trial for Chauvin and the three other former officers charged was set to begin in late February. All four had pleaded not guilty, but Chauvin is now scheduled to enter a new plea in the hearing on Wednesday. Stay tuned. Meanwhile, the trial of Kim Potter, another Minnesota police officer, this one charged in the shooting death of Dante Wright, began its second week of testimony on Monday. A pathologist on the stand said Potter's gunshot caused Wright's death. Potter claims she mistook her service revolver for her taser, which is what her lawyers say she intended to fire. In COVID news, the Supreme Court on Monday refused to block New York State's vaccine mandate covering workers in hospitals, nursing homes, hospices, and other medical facilities. Alito, Gorsuch, and Thomas dissented, with Gorsuch writing the state was violating religious freedom by declining to offer a religious exemption for abortion opponents who object to the current vaccines because they, quote, depend upon abortion-derived fetal cell lines in production or for testing. Oh, man. The High Court now has rejected requests to block state mandates in Indiana, Maine, and New York, giving states some leeway in fighting COVID-19 during this Delta variant surge. California, meanwhile, on Monday ordered a new statewide mask mandate for indoor spaces due to rising infections and concerns that the new, highly infectious Omicron variant could also fuel another surge. The mask requirement takes effect tomorrow. And we're learning more about the Omicron variant. A study released Tuesday by South Africa's largest health provider found that the newly emerged Omicron variant appears to cause less severe COVID-19 than the other strains, but is more resistant to vaccines. Lucky us. And finally, more than 500 gymnasts who were sexually abused by the former national team doctor Larry Nassar have agreed to a $380 million settlement with USA Gymnastics. The settlement was revealed Monday during a bankruptcy hearing for USA Gymnastics. Olympic gold medalists Simone Biles, Michaela Maroney, and Allie Raisman are among the women who qualify for compensation under the settlement, which is among the largest ever for a sexual abuse case. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.